beautiful souls, and welcome to the Find Your Feminine podcast with your host, Carly Jade, where we discuss all things harnessing your menstrual cycle, trusting your intuition, and letting go of limiting beliefs. I am a rapid transformational therapy practitioner helping women just like you all over the world find themselves, uncover their soul's purpose, and live an abundant life fully in feminine flow. I am so happy that you've shown up today. And without further ado, ladies, let's jump straight into today's episode. Welcome back to the Find Your Feminine podcast. I'm in a different room today, so hopefully it doesn't sound too echoey, but I'm really excited to be back here. You've obviously probably have noticed that I had a few days off, or maybe a couple of weeks. It's just been insane. I don't want to use that as an excuse, but holy smokes, it's been crazy. With the launch of the Holistic Collective, that is on Monday, which I am beyond excited. This is something we've been working towards for months now. So it's finally coming to life, launching on Monday, and that is where literally all of my time and effort has gone into. And I just celebrated my birthday, and I celebrated it way bigger this year. I had a birthday party, which I don't even think I've had a birthday party since I was 16. I had like a sweet 16th, and I'm not even kidding, at my sweet 16th I had a DJ and a professional photographer. That is how bougie I have always been. I am totally here for it, but I've missed you guys, so this is going to be more of a reoccurrence for me on here, just now that I've got much more time to be more present and talk my ear off, which is obviously what I love doing. So glad you're here. Love you all. Thank you for your patience as well. And before I get started in today's episode, I wanted to bring up again that I have started a Find Your Feminine Facebook group, which is obviously for you guys, the podcast listeners. And I'm just creating a really safe space for women. I think there's not a lot of spaces out there that we can actually be open and seen and supported. That is my mission and my purpose in this life, is to make you guys feel that you are needed and required and you are enough in this earth today. So if you want more sisterhood, more love, more support, definitely join the Find Your Feminine Facebook group. I will leave a link to it in the show notes below. And I'm excited to see you there. I'm going to be starting shortly these new sort of like sister circles, but online, where we can see each other's faces and have open conversations and just feel like we are not alone. I think that's the biggest thing. We always think that I'm going through this alone. No one else is going through this. We go on Instagram, all we see is highlight reels, and you must think, is anyone else going through depression? Is anyone else going through anxiety or painful periods or problems with relationships or X, Y, and Z? We always think it's just us because this isn't spoken about publicly. And another thing that's not spoken about publicly very often is sex drive, which is why I'm here today. We're going to be talking about the link between your menstrual cycle and your sex drive, and just some straight facts, and hopefully helping you feel less alone in anything that you're struggling with. I, for one, have been struggling with this for the past couple of months. It's been super annoying because I do practice what I preach, but at the same time, I've been dealing with an ovulatory cycles and coming off the pill. If you're an OG listener, you know my story, but basically when I came off it about 2 years ago, it took me a year and a half to regulate my cycle. And from about a year and a half standpoint, I was ovulating again and it changed my life. Holy smokes. That was like, obviously with ovulation, when that egg is released, you get that surge of progesterone and testosterone, which is where your libido comes from. And if you're not getting those, the egg release, you're not getting those juicy hormones, i.e. you're not getting that surge in sex drive. So the last two cycles I've had, I haven't had a high sex drive and I haven't been ovulating, and it's literally made the biggest difference in our relationship, in my own personal life, and it's frustrating. I'm finally taking charge of it, and And honestly, I can just tell you now, my body is really sensitive to food. And even though I don't have like major gluten or dairy intolerances, and like I don't see any rashes or get super bloated when I do eat it, but when I don't take care of my body as much, I see physical responses like not ovulating. So I guess knowing what I know now and knowing what I researched for the past year and a half, I do know how to fix it. It just takes a little bit of time and I do not have any patience. So that's a little bit about me. A lot of people go through this. A lot of people have struggles with their sex life, and it was just really annoying because I was like this horny beast a couple of months ago and then it just dropped. And it's debilitating. And if you're feeling like this day in, day out, then talk to someone about it, because we are all feeling like this. Like, I've got clients that come in. Actually, I had this beautiful client of mine, and she had painful sex, and she hadn't had sex properly since for about 9 years. And when we had a session, obviously we focused on that area, and we've just celebrated last week. We celebrated her having sex for the first time without any pain. Like, it was just mind blowing. So you don't have to live like this. You don't have to go through painful periods and painful sex and constantly maybe having thrush or UTIs or mood swings, PMDD, PMS. Like, you don't have to live through that. And I guess that's what my mission is for this earth, is just to make women know that they are supported, but what they had to do first is speak up and let us know that they need help. So enough about my mission for this earth. We want to get into it. Today's got a juicy topic, and I'm so excited to share with you all how you can use your menstrual cycle to harness your sex drive, because who doesn't want that? And let's just be frank for a second. If you're like women, whether you're straight or gay, bisexual, or anywhere else on like the sexuality spectrum, you probably aren't getting enough of what you want out of your sex life. And again, this is your sex life. It like gives you cancer fighting chemicals and endorphins and love. It's not always about bloating to your friends like, oh, I have this amazing sex drive, or I have this amazing sex life, or I had sex 10 times a day. If you do, how are you going? Anyway, but basically I wanted to share this fact with you, which I found was really interesting. So in a 2015 survey by Healthy Women, 60% of women admitted their sex life wasn't as good as it could be. And that's because we aren't getting enough sex and we aren't enjoying the sex that we're having to the fullest. And then another study, a 2017 study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, found that Americans are having less sex than we did 10 years ago. Crazy. When the researcher, they controlled for age and time periods, and they discovered, get this is insane, they discovered that millennials and the iGen crowd, those were the ones that were having the least amount of sex compared to other generations, even those born in like the 1930s, so our great-grandparents. We are having less sex than our great-grandparents. What? I think I had to read that like 10 times when I read it over, because I feel like it is the awakening of like a sexual revolution right now, but a lot of us are still asleep and not quite there yet, I guess. So, and I have many women come into the clinic for low sex drive. So they do have to fill in an intake form before they see me, and they might say, oh, I don't want to have sex, or my sex drive is really low and I don't feel in the mood, or I never want to initiate it and I feel really bad because my partner tries to, and then I feel bad about not wanting to take it further. But sometimes when I'm into it, or like, there's a really loud bike, I'm very sorry. I'm in a new room, so it's quite echoey, it's all new. And they say that once they get into the rhythm of sex, that it's not that bad, but it just takes a little bit to warm up. And yes, we are women, we're not a car, we're not going to turn on in the press of a button. It takes a little bit for us to warm up. But at the same time, there are so many other factors affecting your sex drive. And yes, one of them is your menstrual cycle, of course, but there are so many external ones, because when people come into the clinic and they say, okay, I want to cure my sex drive, I don't even look at the sex drive until like the second or third session, because what I want to do first is look at your job, your career. Is there any stress there? Because stress is one of those things that sap your sex drive. If you are stressed, you are not going to have a high sex drive. If you work, for example, a 12-hour day on your feet as a nurse or as a wedding planner, for instance, when my sex drive was at its lowest, when I was on my feet all day, caffeinated by coffees, like 6 shots a day, and that was it. When I had that job, I did not want to, I was dealing with stresses all day, on my feet, running around, talking, exerting all my energy. The last thing I want to do is go home and have sex. I will do anything but that. And then women feel like we're guilty or feel like we're broken in some sort because we don't have this high libido. We're meant to have sex when we go to bed. Like, you can have sex any time of the day that you want, I think, or even in the middle of the night. This doesn't necessarily have to be as soon as you go to bed. So definitely let go of that guilt if you are feeling it. But yeah, a client will come in and tell me that they want to do their sex life. We look at their career first. Are they happy in their career? We look at their menstrual cycle. Are they actually getting the hormones that they need to have a healthy menstrual cycle? How is their stress? How do they feel about themselves? Do they feel confident in themselves? What is their trauma like? There's so many different factors. If you have so much trauma kept inside your body, you are not going to feel turned on. You are not going to feel sexy. Full stop. If you have, the trauma is a funny one because you consciously don't know. So you might be going to seminars, reading books, listening to podcasts all about sex drives, and they're telling you to wear sexy lingerie and go to, a sex party. I'm just thinking of the bold type when they went to the sex party. If you've seen that, it was the best episode. But you try all these external things that you can do in the physical realm, but there's so much more trauma kept within your body that it's not going to allow you to relax until you deal with that shit. So that's where I look at it. If you ever do want to come in for sex drive, I've actually made people have multiple orgasms on while they're on the pill. Like, I obviously didn't initiate it. They went home that night and told me all about it, but it can be done. And I think once you are more present and more in tune with your body, the more you can feel into your own rhythm and flow. But I guess today I really want to focus on your menstrual cycle and how when you harness your menstrual cycle, you can also harness your sex drive, because we have different sex moods throughout the month. Again, you see a male counterpart, they will wake up ready to go, literally hard as wood. And we just take a little bit longer to initiate it. And we need to give ourselves credit that we are like a work of art. We are beautiful. We aren't the same people every day. Like, if anything, we have the better upper hand. And there is so much wisdom and magic inside a woman's body that really it goes left unsaid half the time. I remember in like my sex ed class, I had to run out of the room because they were, I'm literally about to vomit because they were explaining how great the penis was and how much sperm is ejaculated each time that they ejaculate. I was like, this is disgusting. Can I learn about myself? I remember my teacher like running after me with an apple. Anyway, so I'm going to talk about the four seasons. If you haven't heard me speak about them before, I definitely recommend even jumping on my Instagram right now. If you're listening to this in like February, it's one of the top ones. It has the four seasons and I break down the follicular, ovulatory, menstrual and luteal phases in how many days. Get familiar with those. That's what I'm going to be referring to. I'm going to go into a deep dive to each of the seasons. When I say seasons, I mean your menstrual phase is your winter, your follicular phase is your spring, your summer phase is your ovulatory, and your luteal phase is your autumn. I get confused with the seasons all the time. Anywho, so that's what I'm referring to, and I want to take a deep dive in. I want to focus on what's happening in your body at that stage that affects your sex life, what's happening in your relationship or what could be happening, and obviously also what's happening in your body. So those are the three sort of focuses that I will focus on. And taking a deep dive first, we're going to dive into phase one. So this is your follicular phase, otherwise known as your spring. So this is the phase where your hormones are at its lowest. Your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, they are all at their lowest right now, and they're starting to peak up because you've just had your period, you've lost all your hormones, you've emptied the truck, and now it's time to make some new ones. So during this phase, we are naturally going to be quite dry. And I think that also, well, I don't think, I know, from personal experience as well, this can sometimes make sex a little bit uncomfortable if you don't have enough lube as well. And ladies, I have a life hack for you. I always wanted to transition over to coconut oil for lube. And it was so annoying because you literally have this whole bloody jar next to your bed, and you're just scooping it out with your fingertips, and it gets everywhere. Maybe I'm late to the party in this one. I haven't heard anyone else speak about it. But what I did is I got a little pump, a cute little pump. And when I need it, I just squirt it, and then it doesn't get anywhere. And then you use what you need, and then it's all done. I mean, it's a bit hard if it's a little bit colder, but I live in sunny Brisbane, Australia, where it's normally 30, 40 degrees every day. So mine stays quite melted. And if you want to try anything new in or out of the bedroom, the follicular phase is when you do it. So we are more open to novel experiences, and also taking the time to do something might maybe adventurous or something you don't usually do with your partner is going to bring you stronger, or bring you together to make yourself stronger. My brain is not working. But basically going out on a hike, or doing an art class or a cooking class, or getting your senses involved in an activity, something that you can do together is going to spark that chemistry. And yeah, if there was a time that you need to try anything new in or out of the bedroom, do it now. Some new things that you can try in the bedroom could be some tantric breathing or massage or other tantric positions or role play. Even if you wanted to role play something, be creative as you want, and definitely your mind, your body will be more happy to go with the flow and with all of this during your follicular phase. And then we move into the ovulatory phase. And if you're an OG, you know this is my favorite time of the month. And if you're just a human being, this will also be your favorite time of the month. This is the time when our progesterone and our testosterone gets released from the egg, and we get super horny and super in the mood. So yeah, with the estrogen and testosterone surging, your sex drive will be literally in overdrive, ladies, because these hormonal changes, your body produces up to 20 times more cervical fluid. So that is making your vagina wetter than ever before. Obviously, it's doing that because it wants to conceive. Our whole body is literally primed right now during the ovulatory phase to receive. And if you think about it, like I said in the last episode, it's my favorite analogy, women have to receive to create, to conceive, if that makes sense. So we need to be open, and obviously that's why we become a slippery slope downstairs, so we can receive. And if you think about it, I want you to take, just look at your egg, for example, and apply it in your whole entire life during this phase. Your egg does not move for no one, for nothing. It knows it's sure of itself, it knows its worth, and it knows something great's going to come to it. That is your egg inside your body, and the sperm has to come in to fight for it, to run up the fallopian tubes, to do all the work. And that is how phenomenal you are as a human being, as a woman. You do not need to chase anyone. Just allow them to come to you. And we just have heightened pheromones during this time. There is actually said that even strippers earn more money during their ovulatory phase because they are literally like a walking sex machine, and men can smell it, they can feel it. We are We're not as far forward as those caveman times. In our genetics, we are still like those, like an animal, basically. And if you've seen a dog on heat with another dog, you know what happens. It's the same thing, except we need to live during normal life and be normal beings without trying to hold that back. So basically, just embrace it. You are this walking sex machine, and this beautiful time in your cycle allows you to feel confident and amazing and glowy. Like literally your skin gets brighter, your features also get even more symmetrical. They don't physically change, but they appear to be that way to the other sex if you are in like a heterosexual relationship or like heterosexual beings as well, if that makes sense. So this is my favorite time of the whole entire cycle, and it's a great time for bonding and socializing with your significant other if you wanted to do an activity together. And I recommend doing things with other couples as well, hosting dinner parties, going bowling, doing fun things, because sometimes when you just hang out with your significant other, it can lead to like feelings of isolation and boredom. So definitely try and do more social gathering type more things. You'll feel more talkative and engaged, and making this the ideal time to talk to your mate or your partner, whoever it is, about your personal or couple goals, dreams, and fantasies. So this is a time when like literally your heart is open. You are open to receive. So really, really harness the time. It's only here for like 3 or 4 days. So although it does linger a little bit, but the peak of it lasts for about 3 or 4 days. So really, really, really take hold of it and run with it. And tips and tricks and activities to do in the bedroom, make it all about you. Having sex where you are the only one to receive and there's no pressure to give back. It can just be this one time during your ovulatory phase where your partner gets to give to you and you just get to receive, because your orgasmic power is so heightened during this phase that it's going to be way easy for you to have an orgasm, way easy for you to feel pleasure and to get aroused. And yeah, it's just an amazing time. So there's even a practice called orgasmic meditation, OM. And literally all it is your partner stays down in your vagina area or literally on your clitoris, and he just plays with it for 15 minutes and there's nothing else you need to do. You just lie back and receive, and it gives you the most phenomenal feeling in the world sensation. So that would be my sex tip for you during the ovulatory phase. Be open to receive. Receive, receive, receive. And then we step into our luteal phase. And sometimes the first half of our luteal phase can just feel like an extended ovulatory phase. So enjoy that. And it's said that there's about 2 different phases in the luteal phase, because once you hit the 6-day mark of your luteal phase leading up to your menstruation, the first 6 days are quite still happy because you still got those ovulatory juices flowing through you before you start to get into your menstrual phase. And the last 6 days of luteal phase can feel quite testing. And if you experience PMS or PMDD, I recommend you going back to my, it was an early episode I did on PMDD, maybe even episode 4 or 5, and just listening to that, because it goes into depth of that. You don't have to feel that for the rest of your life. So that's all I say here. And during the first half of your luteal phase, you will have like robust levels of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. You'll be well lubricated, making this half like a wet phase and more readily in the mood for sexual activities. But ladies, during the second half of your luteal phase, these hormones begin to decrease in concentration, getting prepared for menstruation. So your lubrication does dry up a little bit, so do use more lube during this phase, and your interest in sex might be less as well leading up to your period. And I just want you to understand that, acknowledge it, and know that you aren't unnormal. Like, that's completely normal to lose sex during that phase, because our body is only programmed to want sex at the time that we are able to conceive. Whereas men, they are fertile every day. So they are always, I want to say programmed, but they are always equipped for sex, because their hormones are designed in a way to create a baby any day of the week, of the month, of the year, pretty much. And what we are not. So just understand that, acknowledge it, accept it, love it. And in terms of your relationship, you will be like, your brain chemistry during the second half of your luteal phase will be able to be more honest with yourself about anything that needs to be addressed in your relationship or personally as well. And estrogen acts as a social lubricant, and it makes you more willing to overlook problems. And if there's something that isn't working, you can bet it will bottle up to the surface. And during this phase, it will come to the surface. This is what I'm talking about when there's an emotional, when there's a hormonal shift, like what happens just before your period. It brings everything up to the surface, all the trauma. That is what I focus on with all my clients, is like that trauma that comes up, bottles up to the surface. I want to get to the root cause of that and let it go, because when you have those hormonal shifts again, it won't affect you in the same possible way. So just be cautious of that during your cycle, because you won't be able to ignore the truth like the way that you did in the first half of your cycle, in your follicular and in your ovulatory cycle. To put it into terms, I like to think of it as my follicular and my ovulatory, I'm like wearing rose-colored glasses. Things are great. I love life. And then when I get into my luteal, or the second half of my luteal phase and my menstrual phase, those rose-colored glasses come off and I finally see things for what it is. That is a great thing. If you look at it as a great thing, could be a bad thing if you don't want to face up to your fears, acknowledge your worth, acknowledge what's going on, or if you want to make big decisions or need to make big decisions and you don't want to, that's when it might get a little bit tricky. So this is here as a blessing, and understand that it's here to help and guide you, and harnessing that will literally make your life a million times easier. And ladies, the luteal phase is also the ideal time to focus on domestic duties. And it might not sound sexy as it is, but to get the most pleasure out of your relationship all month long, it's really good to have a day where you just attend to life things, budgeting, cleaning, organizing. And sometimes doing it with your partner gives it a sense of bonding towards each other. And trust me, if you do like a big spring clean and you clean up everything and then you go into your period and you come out of it and you're like, I'm ready for this shit. Give me everything I want to harness and tackle this month ahead. Trust me. So really use the time now to get, I guess, your life sorted. And also they say progesterone is like the nesting hormone, the pregnancy hormone as such, because it makes us want to get like the nest ready. And if you think of adults, women, just before they have their baby, they literally do the nursery and they get everything ready. That's sort of like the same hormones that are happening in your body during the luteal phase. Like, your body is getting ready to have a baby pretty much. And that's why you feel the sense of like organizing things and all that jazz. Hope it's making sense. My brain is like, I'm really excited today, which you can probably tell. You can always tell when I'm really excited about a podcast episode. I was sitting in the dog park and I'm like, this is what I'll talk about today. And I literally came back from the dog park like 20 minutes ago. Love it. And like I said before, the first half of your luteal phase, you're probably still going to feel the effects of your ovulatory high sex drive. And then it's going to start weaning off by like day 5 or 6, getting ready for your period. And you're going to feel like less sexually interested, I guess I would say. But this phase of your cycle is, your body just responds better to maybe some more foreplay or lubricant or slower sex. Everyone's different, but just take time to see what really works for you, because what works for you is not going to necessarily work for someone else. And last but not least, our menstrual phase. So obviously, this is a phase of recharge and rest, and our hormone levels have just fallen. So your interest in lovemaking, having sex, will dwindle, and you might even feel Like, you want physical distance from your partner. I know I have to physically, or not physically, but I have to verbally ask Matt sometimes. I'm like, you're smothering me. I need space. Can you sit on the opposite couch, please? Like, why are you breathing on me? Stop breathing. That sort of emotions, totally normal. You just want some space. However, ladies, I have a little secret, a little trick, a little treat for you. Right before your period, right before your bleed, it's said or believed that your uterus increases slightly in volume. So as a result, it's heavier on the pelvic floor, which can create pleasurable pressure on your whole genital structure. And even though your hormones aren't driving your desire for sex, the pressure on your uterus may stimulate the nerve endings in your G-spot, inner labia, and your clitoral legs. So having more play, even, I know I just purchased a new wand. I've got a discount code as well I'll leave down in the show notes. It's by Asti Mari. She is the owner of Pleasure Treasures. I got the G-spot. The G-spot wand, and it literally curves and hits your G-spot. Obviously, penises can't do that. So this wand is amazing. It comes with like an educational video, and it like teaches you how to massage and literally squirt if you wanted to go down that route. But what it does is it just tickles. It does things to your G-spot pretty much. So if you are interested in learning more about this beautiful array of sexual pleasure, I do recommend purchasing one. I've got a code down below that you can use, and using it during this phase, just in your luteal, just before your period, because it's going to have that really sensitive high pressure from your uterus expanding. So harness it. I think I said harness like a million times in this episode, but I'm going to say it again. Harness your menstrual cycle for your sex drive. And then if you wanted to but if you were into having sex during your menstrual phase, you can totally go for it if you wanted to. There's nothing wrong with it. However, some people think this might be a wet phase, like a highly lubricant phase because of the blood. And it actually isn't, because if you think of blood going on your skin, it dries out instantly with air. And that's the same thing that happens of like penetration. It comes in and out. It's going to keep drying up. So if you did try it, I definitely recommend doing it with lube as well, because it's not going to be quite as pleasurable if you think that the blood is going to supply lubricant. However, this is what I do most of the time. This is a great time for self-pleasure and self-awareness and self-love and baths and just like all the self-love acts that you can do, including self-pleasure. So taking some time, generally, your partner would be more than happy to give that time to you if you guys allow it, or if you guys are into that. And take this time to treasure yourself. I think that's so important to do as a woman, is just to explore yourself and love yourself. And this is like a week that you get to unapologetically love yourself as well. If having sex during your menstrual phase isn't something that you want to do, just understanding that clitoral stimulation is amazing, and it will release a flood of nitric oxide and oxytocin while flushing the cortisol to help resolve any of those menstrual discomfort as well. So highly recommend that. On both the physical and hormonal level, sex during your bleed can definitely be beneficial if you want it to be. I know some women do prefer taking a break from sex during menstruation because of the natural dip in their sex drive. But if you're concerned about your sheets, there are some really good like period sex blankets and other great products to get around. And whichever you feel like, whether you want to have it go time or no go, let it be your own decision. Don't let it be your partner's. Don't let it be society's, or you don't even have to tell anyone if you want to as well. This is up to you. So that is the full cycles, four phases of the cycle, I should say, rather, and how you can harness it for your sex drive. And I hope you have really enjoyed this episode. I don't know why, but I feel really like puffed, like I've just run a marathon. I just talk a lot. If you're my friend, you understand that I just love talking. I had an episode recently with Madison Hawes on her podcast, and I think, I was just talking a million miles an hour, which was really funny. I was during my ovulatory phase, so I was like, yes, here for it, yes, love it. Anyway, hope you enjoyed today's episode. Going to be uploading more regularly each week, so I look forward to seeing you. Obviously, if you love today's episode, it would mean the absolute world if you wanted to leave me a review, and definitely leave a comment on that one as well, because I love seeing what you guys think of this episode. From the bottom of my heart, I love you all. I hope you're having a great day, week, whatever you're doing. Yeah, love you all. Have a good day. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I would love to hear your key takeaways, so please leave a review on your favorite podcast app, and don't forget to share this episode on social media and tag me at Carly Jade. Now go out and find your feminine.